None of us likes to think of ourselves as being foolish, and yet we've all done foolish things in our lives. And without exception, we did those things by putting our own desires above what we knew to be right. That's the well-trodden path toward foolishness. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's right to be kind, but sometimes in a bad mood, we spit out harsh words. It's right to forgive, but you can carry a grudge for years. It's right to be honest, but when the cashier at the checkout gives you too much change, it's easy just to tuck it in your pocket and walk out. All of that and more is foolish behavior, because in the end, you and I will have to give account to God for our actions. Foolishness, indeed. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. In the past, we were foolish too. We didn't obey, we were wrong, and we were slaves to the many things our bodies wanted and enjoyed. We lived doing evil and being jealous. People hated us, and we hated each other. But then the kindness and love of God our Savior was made known. Something powerful happens when the kindness and the love of God reaches our hearts. In the next couple of verses, we're told how God saves us because of His mercy, how He washes us clean, how He makes us new as He pours His Holy Spirit out on us through Jesus. And this merciful saving work of God is the only antidote to the foolishness that comes to us so naturally. May the kindness and the love of God your Savior cause you to cast your foolishness off too. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, there's power in the Word of God, power to set you free from the temptation and the sin that would rob you of life itself. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.